Hello, backstage. It's been too long, I know. But I saw this questionnaire about music, and I love music, so I figured I kind of have to do it. I mean, let's be real. So this is a questionnaire posted by Tarkus Trooper, who is amazing, and you should check out all of her shit immediately. But yeah, so I will start from the top. So it says, number one is choose one. Name your top five favorite A, songs, B, bands or singers, or C, albums. I'm going to go with bands or singers because songs is, I can't bring it down to five. So top five bands or singers. Number one, it's got to be Maynard James Keenan, because if you've listened to any of my questionnaires, you know that I'm into him. And that can be either Tool or Perfect Circle or Pucifer or just anything he does is amazing. I love him. Number two would be Tori Amos. I've loved her forever, and I've kind of fallen off listening to some of her newer stuff because I'm a creature of habit, and I, you know, once I hear something that I like, I'm going to listen to that over and over and over ad nauseum. But she's still making music because she's fucking amazing, and I need to get caught up. Anyway, number three is going to be Amanda Palmer in any of her iterations, the Dresden Dolls, the Grand Theft Orchestra, or just her solo stuff. I love her, and I love how spontaneous she is, and she's just her and a ukulele, and she'll have a fucking ninja gig at, you know, an airport terminal or some shit. She's great. I love her. Number four probably would be System of a Down, because I love that. I love the hard rock genre, but I also love that it's not just screaming. There's a lot of really beautiful melodies and harmonies that go on with their stuff, and it's beautiful. I love it. It's beautiful. And number five is probably going to be Marilyn Manson. And I mean, this, just the sheer number of songs by him that are in my music library, it was enough for me to be like, yeah, it's gotta be that one. I had the hugest crush on him as a child. Anyway, but yeah, I love that music and how he's so just, the point is to be subversive and try to be as out there and pushing the envelope as much as you can. I love it. I don't know. Anyway, so that's my top five bands or singers. Number two, the first concert you remember seeing, whether it be in person or on TV. So the first one that I remember seeing on TV was probably the Queen set from Live Aid. My mom had Live Aid like recorded, and we would watch the Queen set. That was one of her favorites. So I remember that, and what a fucking epic concert to be the first one you remember seeing, right? Like, that shit blew my fucking mind. Oh my God. The first one I remember seeing live was Lilith Fair. I went to Lilith Fair, and that was amazing. Like, holy shit. It was just huge, huge venue, and like three different stages, and just all these awesome female artists. And it was amazing. It was amazing concerts, you know, shows were great. It was an amazing atmosphere. Like, everybody was cool. There was no, like, drunken fuckery going on. Like, it was a really positive experience for me. And I'm very glad that that was my first concert going experience, because it was so positive. If I'd gone to one that wasn't quite so good, I may not be someone who likes going to concerts as much as I am, if that makes sense. Number three, a song or band that you used to love when you were younger. Oh my God. I was obsessed. Obsessed. Do you hear me? Obsessed with the Smashing Pumpkins. Like, it was bad. Like, I can look back now from adulthood and be like, wow, that shit was unfucking healthy. But yeah, like, that was my jam. I loved the Smashing Pumpkins. And I still have a lot of their music in my music library. And I still like, you know, a lot of their music and stuff. But, like, I used to just listen to nothing but that. And I could listen to nothing but that and just be completely, you know, totally happy with that. Now there's only certain ones that I can listen to, because some of them I listen to and I'm just like, oh my God, his fucking voice. You know, like, I used to really love his voice and I had this huge crush on Billy Corgan. But now sometimes I listen and I'm like, oh my God, that is the most nasal thing I've ever heard. Holy shit, how did I listen to this nonstop for like years? So yeah. Number four, if you can tattoo a line from a song somewhere on your body, which lyric would it be and where would you put it? This is a really good one, because I've actually got plans for several lyric tattoos. So I'm working on a sleeve that's just like dedicated to my sister and all of our inside jokes and things that we're like mutually into, and just dedicated to her. And so it's full sleeve of stuff for my sister. And one of the things that, one of the lyric tattoos that I want, is from Reflection by Tool. And it's, as full and bright as I am, this light is not my own. Which I always thought was beautiful. It's a beautiful lyric. And I was thinking about getting like a full moon tattoo with like watercolor night sky behind it, and then having that lyric around it, like circled around it, on like the front of my shoulder, maybe something like that, somewhere around the shoulder. But I like that lyric, and I like it for part of my sleeve for my sister, because I feel like all the best parts of who I am are just sort of a reflection of her, like my, like, I'm the moon to her sun kind of thing. Like, she is bright and wonderful and gives off all this light. And so all the best parts of who I am are just sort of my pale reflection of all the best parts of who she is. That got really deep and weird. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But like, that is one that I like. And then, you know, of course, if I have that on one side, on the other side, I'd like to have a sun and the lyric, "Shine on forever, shine on benevolent sun," which is also a Tool lyric from Jambi, I believe. Because, you know, if you've got a moon, you've got to have a sun. Symmetry is important to me, or balance rather, not necessarily symmetry, but balance is important to me. But I also like the lyric, "Command me to be well," from Take Me to Church by Hozier. Something about that one really resonated with me too, so I'm probably going to get that somewhere at some point. Like, music is really important to me and like a really big part of who I am. And so there's a ton of lyrics that I'm like, yes, ink this into my skin. So yeah, that's a big question that did not have to be that long of an answer. I'm sorry. Number five, do you play any musical instruments, and is there one that you want to take up learning? I do play, music. I haven't in a long time, but I know how to play the trumpet and the French horn and the, what was it called? Was it called a flugelhorn? Whatever, the marching French horn, whatever the fuck that's called. It's been years and years. I don't remember. I was in the marching band, so I played trumpet and marching French horn if we had a piece that called for a French horn. And then played French horn itself in concert band. So yeah. I play brass. And is there one that you want to take up learning? I would love to be able to play the cello or like a standing bass with a bow. Like, I love the sound of stringed instruments, and I would love to be able to play, or even, you know, the violin or fiddle. I would prefer to play it as a fiddle, but even, you know, one of the smaller strings, but I would love, love, love to be able to play the cello, or just any sort of big stringed instrument with a bow. It's just beautiful to me. Six, is there a certain song or songs that make you horny without fail? Drive by Melissa Ferrick is like, never fails, because it's so like bass driven, and her voice is really gravelly, and the lyrics are delightfully explicit, and just that one really, really gets me. Oh, and there's another one, but it's the answer to a later question, so I'm going to save that one. But, and this is so fucking stupid and so fucking just cringy and awful, but there is like, I guess it's kind of a hidden song on one of the Tool albums. It's called Maynard's Dick, and he's singing he sings the words Maynard's Dick. Like slide a mile 6 inches at a time on Maynard's Dick. Like, the shit's fucking hilarious. But also, like, the rhythm of it and some of the other lyrics get me. And so I always feel fucking dumb getting turned on listening to this song, because I'm like, he's written an ode to his penis. That's a bit much, don't you think? But no, it's really, I can't help it. His voice, like, does shit for me anyway, but it's so fucking stupid, y'all. And it's so dumb and it's so cringy, and I'm always a little embarrassed at how it affects me, but it does. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, Lord, number seven, a song that everyone hates, but you love. I don't really keep up with the shit that I don't know what everybody hates. I don't know. I know that my roommates don't like Godsmack. Like, they're fucking sick of listening to Godsmack, because we listen to Sirius XM Turbo a lot, and they play a lot of Godsmack, and my roommates are like, oh fuck, Godsmack again. But I like Voodoo and Serenity. I really, really like those songs, even though my roommates are like, fuck, can we please change it, goddamn Godsmack, really. So I guess that would have to be my answer for that. But a song that everyone loves but you hate: Lips of an Angel by Hinder. I cannot fucking stand. Oh my God. Like, and everyone's like, oh, it's so romantic. It's really not. It's really not. It's romanticizing, sort of cheating mind frame. And I fucking hate it. I hate it. And everyone loves it. And I hate it. I hate it so much. Flames on the side of my face. Like, it's bad. Okay. Eight, if you starred in any musical of your choice, which character would you want to portray? This one's a tie. So this one is a tie between Velma Kelly of Chicago, because I would fucking rock that shit. And Nathan Wallace in Repo: The Genetic Opera. Because obviously I'm a girl, but Shiloh's voice is kind of high, and I don't dislike her character, but she's not my favorite character in the movie. But Nathan has all the best songs and sort of the best character arc, and he's my favorite. So I would want to play Nathan Wallace. I would have to go in like full drag king, or do like some sort of gender bent version, but I would want to do Nathan Wallace in Repo: The Genetic Opera, or Velma Kelly in Chicago, one or the other. Nine, if you were an exotic dancer, what would be your go-to song to strip to? Revelations 2220 by Pucifer would be my go-to song, because the rhythm is perfect, and the the music sort of swells and falls, and it's just really hypnotic. And, you know, the lyrics, of course, are on point with that too. And of course, it's Maynard. And it, like, I've seen videos of some people like pole dancing, you know, like, you know, dancing and like doing pole dancing and like making use of the whole stage and everything, but to this song, and it's just electric, and it just like visceral, you know, this visceral reaction to seeing someone dance to that song and the song itself. And that would, yeah, that would be my go-to. And that's also one of the ones that, you know, turns me on without fail. So it would be interesting to try to strip, you know, while aroused, but if I'm going to be doing it, might as well go all the way, right? 10, if you were to record and release an album, what would be its title? And please explain. It would probably be some stupid pun about covers, like Under the Covers or Covered Up or something, because it would be all cover songs. I've tried to write music, like write songs myself before, and it did not go well. I am garbage at it. So it would be all cover songs, and so I'm a fucking nerd, and so it would have to be some sort of stupid wordplay on that concept. I don't even know. I've never given it any thought because I have never aspired to be, you know, a professional musician. Number 11, is there a famous musician or musicians that you want to fuck? Please do tell. Well, I would absolutely fuck Amanda Palmer. Like, she's so pretty, and she's so real. She's a real person, and she is totally cool with that vulnerability and letting everybody see that she's a real person. And she's beautiful, and, you know, I don't know. I would fuck Amanda Palmer. But also, like, okay, y'all, judge your mammy, but Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, when they were, like, first coming out 20 fucking years ago, when they were first, like, coming out and really popular, I did not think that he was attractive. And even, like, you know, over the years, whatever, as he did some of his own solo stuff, still, you're all right, but you're not, like, super hot. But I saw them in concert a couple years ago, whenever they were doing the Brief History of Everything tour with County Crows. I saw them in concert, and dude is fucking fine. Like, he looks so good these days. Like, holy shit. So yeah, I would probably fuck Rob Thomas now, like what he looks like now. I would fuck him. I'm sure he's like married or whatever, and so obviously fantasy land, but yeah, totally. Because I went to that concert thinking, okay, he's all right, but you know, it's more for the music. I mainly went because it was a Counting Crows concert. Counting Crows was on the ticket. Matchbox 20 just happened to also be on the ticket. And then the Counting Crows show was kind of mediocre, and Matchbox 20 blew it out of the fucking water. But yeah, he is fine these days, girl. So yeah, there's that. And that's the end of the questionnaire. So now you know a little bit more about me and my musical taste. And thanks for listening. Bye, guys.